Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, and boy, he said it would happen a few months ago, and it happened. $1,300 gold today, and Bob Chapman is rarely wrong. He hedged his bet, though, last week. He said it'll probably back off. He said it might hit 1,300, but then back off. We'll see in the next hour if he's right about that. In fact, what is gold right now? Bob Chapman certainly called it. Max Keiser was on, what was it, a few days ago, and he said we're in a bear market for gold. Only 1% are actually buying gold right now, of yuppies, of the general public. Institutions, banks are hoarding it, buying it up. But once 2, 3, 4% start buying it, which is beginning, some analysts on MSNBC are talking about, CNBC, $11,000 an ounce gold. But I'll take $1,300. Of course, for inflation, it should be $2,500 or more an ounce for 1980 numbers. But Bob of the InternationalForecaster.com, you've been proven right yet again.
Well, I thank you, and it's nice being that way. And I have a very strong hand in my shoulder, evidently, and I'm appreciative of that. Today, we fiddled around close to the 1300 area, although October is still trading. And the spot market, I think, was up close to $4. So that puts it around 1295. And it's very surprising that we would get this kind of result. And the reason why is that normally this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, gold should have been backing off, and the reason why is that on Monday, it's gold and silver option expiration. And at 1300 or higher, there's 46,000 contracts that are in the money. And if gold on Monday closes above 1300, there's going to be billions of dollars lost by the commercials on COMEX, who happen to be big banks. Like,
so we could see some real, we could see some real fireworks next week.
We certainly could. And the gold is telling us that it's going higher, even with all the selling that's going on by the commercials who have record positions in the short side net, in gold and silver bullion, as well as the shares. And so I think what we're going to see here is a good chance of a closing over 1300, and if that happens, there'll be big losses. And then I think gold and silver will take off.
Now,
and go higher.
Bob, I interrupted you there when you talked about who is going to be short, who's going to be in trouble next Monday if it closes above or right at 1300, and you were saying the big mega banks that have been trying to suppress it.
That's right. Now, how much trouble on the net basis spread out among the firms, you know, remains to be seen. But the players are the big ones, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and there's others, but they're the biggies. And they probably have the largest net short positions, and they will lose the most amount of money on those long gold and silver options. Silver has been trading quite strongly today. Early this morning, around 4 o'clock, it was up 16 cents, and recently it was up 19. So it held its gains all day, which again is surprising, but it's terrific, especially if you have been buying gold and silver coins or bullion from Midas.
Well, stay there. We got to go to break, Bob Chapman. We'll find out why this happened. Obviously, you said net last week. If on Monday and Tuesday the Federal Reserve announces they're going to start monetizing more debt, more quantitative easing, that this was going to happen. They did do that. What does that mean for the overall economy? We know what's happening with commodities like gold, but what does this mean overall? For me, it means an acceleration of implosion. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I know our audience is very sophisticated, Bob Chapman, but we're on so many AM and FM affiliates and have new listeners. They're like, why should I care about gold? Or why should I care if the dollar's devalued? Or why should I care if the stock market plunges? Well, if the stock market plunges, that then destroys a lot of companies that employ Americans. If gold's going up, it means the dollar's being devalued, and there's monetization of debt going on. The same thing that happened in the Weimar Republic, Mexico, Argentina. The list goes on and on. Nigeria, Zimbabwe. This is a big deal that they've openly, Congress has admitted, tried to suppress the price of gold, the big central banks. And they're failing, and now that it's touched, $1,300 an ounce this morning, even though the big banks were betting against gold and trying to push it down, they're failing. What does this overall signify in the economy, and where do you see gold going? And I'll ask the same question that Bloomberg put out a month ago, that the majority of the futures on gold in the U.S. in the month of December at $1,500 or more. Why would they be betting on $1,500 in December if it's not going to go there?
Well, they think it's going there, and that's why they are. And if you look at the gold long option positions, there's 46,000 contracts that would be in the money, so to speak, on Monday if gold closes among above 1300. And I would guess that part of those contracts that were purchased by people who are long gold bullion. And it's my suspicion that they're going to try to kick it over 1300 so they'll be able to collect on their bet. And, of course, the commercials are fighting back as hard as they can, but it's not working.
Okay, but for new listeners, explain what short and long means. Explain this.
Short is when you bet something is going down, whether it's gold or silver or the market or a particular stock. When you're long, you are betting that the security of the gold or the commodity is going up. And so what the commercials, which are the banks, on COMEX do is they will sell long contracts to other people, and they will try to continue to suppress the price, in this case of gold, so that it doesn't go over 1300 because of the 46,000 contracts. About 25,000 of them are at 1,300 or higher. And this is why this is titanic battle going on right now. It'll be over on Monday. But the price of gold and silver both are showing that they want to go higher. And, of course, this is terrifying the commercials because they're representing the United States government who are actively and have been actively suppressing the price of gold and silver for a long, long time, like back to 1988. And so this is a big event. And once it breaks up, which I believe it will, silver could go to $30 pretty easily because there's a monstrous short position in silver by J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, which makes up about 42% of the net shorts. And also in the price of, in the futures of gold and silver, they're very prominent as well, and they continue or have continued for the past several weeks to increase their net short position. And so if gold breaks out over 1300 and silver continues upward, there's going to be short covering, meaning that they have to buy back what they sold. And when they do that, they make the price go higher. So silver could go to $30 in the next several weeks, and gold could go to 1500. And that's why you see the December contracts at 1500 are loaded up, because there's a lot of people out there, and most of these people who are in that market are professionals on the long side, and the banks are on the short side. And they think it's going there, and I do too. I mean, if you go back to 1980 and you use the formula used by the U.S. government for inflation, gold should be selling close to $2,400 an ounce. If you use real inflation without the government bogus figures that they've been putting out since then, you've got $7,700 an ounce. I mean, this is fundamentals. I mean, this is not something we're guessing about. This is a reflection of what really has gone on. So gold and silver are going to go higher. We went long in June of 2000, and gold was about 260. Coins were selling for somewhere in the vicinity of $270 a piece, and now they're selling for over $1,200. Stocks that we had people purchase were selling at 85 cents and $4 and $5. Now they're at 20 and 45 and $70 a share. And we don't encourage people to trade. You're in a trend. You go with the trend. It's your friend. The biggest bull market in history is right before our eyes. Massive amounts of money being made in the gold and silver related asset market. And this is only the end of phase one. We've got phases two, three, and four to go. These are waves that are coming. And so people should be in there, and they should be out of the stock market in general, except for gold and silver shares. And bonds, the bond market is a bubble. When it's going to break, I don't know, but somewhere along the way, it is.
Now, what does that signify overall about the health of the economy? We saw on Monday, Bob, the federal government came out and said that the recession, this is a good joke, ended in June of last year, so 15 months ago, when every major economic indicator the Fed's put out, which are Cook themselves, shows we're in a deep ongoing recession, and most analysts, even mainline analysts, are saying we're going into a depression.
Well, it just shows you how evil they are and how badly construed the propaganda is and how blatant they are in what they do. Desperate people do desperate things, and they are in serious trouble because there's no way back. After June of 2003, the die was cast. There was no turning back for the people who were involved in bringing the markets down and doing what they did within the economy with real estate that really kicked this thing off. And so what can we expect? We can expect inflation will be higher. We can also expect that it could turn over the next 2 or 3 years into hyperinflation, maybe even quicker than that. And we also can expect that the economy, and this is the question really that you asked, the economy, even if they inject another $2.5 trillion, including any legislative stimulus, like they did in the last 17 months, the best they can do is grow GDP by 1%, and it may be worse than that. And so what are we looking at? We're looking at a sideways movement that's not going to improve employment. You should see the letters I get from people. They're heartbreaking. I just got one from Ontario. The man's been out of work for 7 years because his job was outsourced to China, and he was in the automobile industry. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, people who have worked all their lives who are retired, they don't have anything. You know, can you lend me some money? I can't pay my bills. I can't even shop for groceries. And this is only the beginning of this nasty disaster. Can you imagine what it's going to be like a year or two from now? And so it's not good.
Well, they're just going to come on a year.
Was wrong.
Well, they're going to come out in a year or two and just tell us the economy's wonderful. We could all be homeless in the streets like the Great Depression. They'll say it's great.
Well, if you look at the homeless centers, and if you look at the centers where they give out free food, people are lining up at midnight and 2 in the morning to be there when they open at 9 o'clock. I just put a tape, a link into the forecaster for tomorrow, where I viewed these people. And they're galaxy people just like you and I, normal, everyday, hardworking people who lost their jobs, or retired, or they're ill, and they don't have anything. I mean, what is it going to be like 2 years from now? Never mind more, you know, 4 or 5 years from now. It's going to be awful. And they're not doing anything to fix it. They're just throwing money at it, and most of the money is being thrown into the hands of Wall Street and banking.
And it's just getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. Bob, I want to go to break, and I want to later get into some other news and get your take on it, dealing with the economy and some geopolitical developments. But I want to open the phones up specifically for economic questions for you. Now, folks, a lot of times we have totally open phones on any subject, or I say first-time callers, but sometimes I say specifically for our guest on the economy. That's the questions we're going to be taking for Bob Chapman. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 on any questions or comments you have on the economy. With this quantitative easing, with the announcements they're going to monetize more debts, where do you and your gut expect gold to be in December, Bob?
Oh, I think it'll be $1,500, $1,600, and silver could be as high as $30. Dollars an ounce, but 25 to 30 would be a good gain. And, you know, we announced on this program 10 weeks ago that we were going to have quantitative easing, and nobody came out with that besides me. And now we're going to have it. And another very important event was the loss of Larry Summers, who was one of the architects of the suppression of gold and silver, which means, if anything, we're going to have a better chance of beating the government at their own game because their brilliant architect is now leaving.
But they're just replacing him with some other puppet. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman on the other side and your phone calls, PrisonPlanet.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go directly to your phone calls for Bob Chapman on this Friday edition. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for the abbreviated broadcast. Don't forget about that. Eric in Illinois, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob Chapman, just a quick question. Just wondering, what percentage would you recommend to put for someone to put their investment into gold? You know, a lot of people say diversify, but you know, is this, are we at a point where we should diversify just between gold and silver and that's about it? Or what would you recommend for something like that?
Well, I feel gold and silver is the only place to be. It's the only place your money is safe. And there's no guarantees of anything, of course. But I've done this for a long, long time. And my assets are totally in gold and silver. And so, and I continue to buy all the, you know, whenever I can. And so, for those of you who think about diversification, how can you diversify safely when you get a bond market that's in a bubble and you don't know when it's going to burst, and you got a stock market that's overpriced? The pensions for these Fortune 500 companies are all underfunded. They're going to have to take that off of their earnings next year in order to fund them up, so to speak. And then if the market goes down in the coming year, they're going to have to fund them further, and that means less profits. And so if there's less profits coming next year, that means that the stock market will go down, and that all feeds on itself. So if the market went down to where it was a year and a half ago on the Dow to 65.50, you would be looking at major companies that weren't making very good earnings. And that would mean that there would be tremendous pressure on the general stock market, on bonds, and the only place to go would be commodities or gold and silver. So the answer is gold and silver all the way.
All right. Well, you know, I listened to you pretty intently and Alex Jones pretty intently. Looks like, you know, as soon as I get off this unemployment and start making some real money, I guess it's all going to go into gold and silver. So I want to thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you. You know, I bought a lot of silver because it's inexpensive comparatively. And a lot of the silver I bought was at $5, $6, $7, $8 an ounce. I haven't bought a lot, you know, since it went up. I just haven't, you know, really had the funds. But I mean, you know, the silver I've got has all gone up 3-4 times what it was previously. And Bob, am I correct in saying that silver is even more suppressed than what it should be than gold?
Yes, that's correct. Because J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Shanghai Bank have made a life's work out of suppressing the silver price. Now that it's breaking away to the upside, they're going to have to cover their short positions. And that's going to propel silver probably more strongly than any propulsion that gold would have. And so there's probably much more upside, at least in the short term, in silver than there is in gold. Although I think they'll go over time in tandem. And so what you do is you split your investment, put part in both.
Yeah, I want to be specific, though. You know, I'm no financial guru like Bob Chapman or even a lot of the mainline analysts agreeing with the things he's saying, or somebody like Max Keiser. But when I bought gold at $300 an ounce and it went up to $500 and then went down a little bit, I didn't sell it. And when I bought gold at $900 an ounce and it went up to $1,000, I didn't sell it. And when it dropped back down to $900, I didn't sell it. And when I bought gold, you know, at $800, and now it's $1,300, I'm not selling it. And if they manipulate things for a while and it goes down a little bit, I'm not going to sell it then. I'm in this for the long haul. And if you look at a 10-year graph on gold and silver, it's going straight up. Correct, Bob?
Now, that's my take on it. And I've been doing this for over 50 years. And at one time, for 28 years, I was the largest gold silver stockbroker in the world. So I certainly have a lot of experience in the area. And I know every blip for the past 50 years that's happened in that genre, so to speak. And so, yes, you're right. It's going to go up because all the currencies in the world are in trouble. They have all fallen for the last 7 years against gold. If you look at compound increases in the price of gold over the last 9 years, it's just under 20% a year. No other investment has returned that over that last 9 years. And it's going to continue. And Wall Street isn't even in on it. The public isn't even in on it yet. I mean, wait till buying starts in earnest. Well, what do we got? 2% of the public in the United States in gold and silver? What's going to happen when we replicate what went on in 1980 when we had about 15% of the population in gold and silver? And they're going to go ballistic.
All right. We got to go to break. I want to try to hurry through more of the calls. Ed, Woody, Taylor, Brian, and others. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We're talking about the economy. The evidence shows we're going into a depression. But Obama, he says things are good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment, but I want to finish up talking about gold. Then I'm getting into this Mail Online story. Bono's One Foundation under fire for giving a little over 1% of its funds to charity. Then you learn that most of it went to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is eugenics, getting rid of people. What a sicko. What a sicko. I mean, or maybe he's a useful idiot that doesn't know. So we're going to cover that. And Paul Craig Roberts' article at Infowars.com, The Collapse of Western Morality. Now, there's another report here I'm going to talk about with Bob. The globalist plan for the coming world currency, it's now all out in the open. And the neocons and fake conservatives that were denying this existed for decades when we could have beaten it easier are now going, okay, some of it's real, but lowly commies run it. No, the big mega corporations run it. That's the big secret. Okay? But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up while Bob Chapman was here because I keep explaining this week to week with folks. you know, going back 2 months ago when gold was way down, when they artificially depressed it, and Bob said it would pop up like a beach ball because of all the fundamentals, and the other analysts, and we have a bunch of analysts on who basically concur, Ted was then didn't raise gold prices. He sold out of that gold and silver at the lower price. Now, in the last 3 weeks or so, he's bought more gold and silver when it was, you know, something like $100 less in gold, several dollars less in silver per ounce. Now he's passing on those savings, but I talked to Ted this morning. It's going to run out this weekend. There'll be another price increase. Then you're getting gold he got 2 weeks ago. It'll still be lower, but you need to take advantage of this now. And so, Ted, give people a wide spectrum breakdown of the Buffalo coins, the francs, the sovereigns, some of the other stuff you've got at the super reduced price, and what you're going to run out of first, and where those silver half dollars that you've got had yesterday for $10.50, I don't know what it is now. Everywhere else, it's $12, $13, $14, $15, $16 for the exact same coin. I'm unable to find a deal lower than this anywhere. These are special radio offers. These are loss leaders for Midas Resources. Ted Anderson, tell us what you got today.
Yeah, I know. We put the Buffalo right up on your website, so that's going to be a real easy place to find that coin. That's tough to get. Usually when the market gets real hot in gold, that one you can't even get your hands on. So
yeah, and the article that has that link is Gold Break Psychological Barrier, Infowars.com.
Right, so go right to Infowars.com if you want to pick up that coin, or you can call us right here at 800-686-2237. The British Sovereign currently right now is at 357. That's the same price I had it at yesterday. However, gold has now gone over to $1,301 an ounce. Alex, we said it was going to go over $1,300 an ounce yesterday. It happened. Now we have francs at $279. I mean, come on, I'm buying you an international forecaster newsletter subscription. That's $159 right there. It gets you down to about, you know, $560 an ounce. Gold's over $1,300. You're not going to find a better deal out that anywhere in the world for gold and silver, period. That Walking Liberty half. Now, that is a really good buy. I was searching the buy it now prices on eBay just to make sure that I wasn't lying or misleading people. And, you know, Alex, I think I could find two coins that to buy at $10 and the rest are up into the $12 to $15 to $16 range. And that's for circulated coins. I'm not talking about the big fancy ones. That's for circulated coins. The stuff is going up. The quantities of what's available is disappearing in the marketplace. We're now looking at shortages. It isn't going to be surprising to me if you start seeing banners being thrown up back on these gold and silver websites that say that, hey, you know, you may have placed your order today, but we can't deliver it today because there's a shortage in the marketplace.
That's right, Ted. That's the key. You have the coins, the gold and silver you're offering. You have it right now.
That's the whole point. And getting it in your hands, getting it in your hands quickly, get it in your hands before the market, you know, takes even a further increase or the entire world just starts to melt apart. I mean, how long before we step into hyperinflation where people are just willing to trade their currency away to just about anything because the United States government keeps printing more money to solve its problems?
Well, let me fire out the number, 800-686-2237. You can also call and get a one-time complimentary, you know, 30, 40, 50-page newsletter. It varies twice a week, the digital version. The multi-time a month, a hard version they mail to you. This is invaluable intel. Again, I hope people will call or get the year subscription free when you get one franc already at a very low price. 800-686-2237. And the brokers at Midas Resources, 30-plus people, will be there off and on throughout the weekend. Ted, here's the $64 million question. How long can you offer the prices that you just put out?
Well, I can tell you, I know I'm going to run out of this inventory before the weekend is out, but I will hold it until Sunday. Now, prices are up. I mean, silver right now is the one that's taken the big increase, even though gold went to $1,300, $130. Silver hit a high today of $2,148. I mean, we're just now approaching that $22 an ounce. I'm going to hold it till Sunday. I'll see what's going on Monday. I doubt I'll be able to offer these prices again on Monday.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you're hearing this tonight before midnight or hearing it Saturday or Sunday, you can call 800-686-2237, or you can call right now or go to MidasResources.com. And he has that great offer just for my listeners and viewers at InfoWars.com. Gold Break Psychological Barrier at the bottom of the article is the link to get the smoking hot deal on the highly sought-after gold buffalo. Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me up again.
Again, 800-686-2237. I'll just ask you, those are some pretty good deals, Bob. Personally, I can't find stuff lower. What's your take on it?
Well, I think you're right. They're certainly competitive, and in many, many instances, they're lower than what the general market is. But, you know, prices vary all over the place, but they're good buys, and you should take advantage of them. You know, my feeling is this. Every month I buy, and I don't care what it costs. I don't even ask what it costs. I just say, look, this is how much money I've got, and this is what I think I want to buy it in this genre this week, and get it for me. And that's what happens. And so when you're in a long-term bull market, even though prices might be super that Ted is offering, that's great. But more importantly, you just keep on buying because it's the only safe place to be.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. I feel really good, Bob. I mean, if it wasn't for Ted, I wouldn't have had this platform for this radio show. I thank God I got with Ted now almost 14 years ago. And I feel good that 10 years ago when gold was $260 an ounce, that I looked at all the evidence and I thought it was good for me. And so I tell people what I think is good. And look what's happened. I feel good about telling folks Enron was a scam 2 years before it came out. I feel good talking about Bernie Madoff before it came out. I feel good, you know, just continuing to be accurate because really it's not rocket science. The mainstream media lies and spins. And they know the truth as well. I mean, look, the neocons knew about world government 20 years ago when they were telling you it didn't exist. Now they're letting you in on the big secret that there's a world government, but they're going to be the gatekeepers and they'll tell you what's a conspiracy theory and what isn't. Come on, folks. Look, you've done your own research out there and we're spot on with what we put out and what we've said. Let's go to Ed in Louisiana, then Woody, Taylor, Brian, David, and others. Ed, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Alice, thank you for taking my call. Bob, it's a pleasure speaking to both you gentlemen. And listen, I have been talking to people in certain circles, and when I tell them about this gold frenzy and I ask them about it, they laugh at me. They tell me that people are being tricked into buying out the coffers of the bankster gangsters so that when they crash the world economy, we'll need to use gold to purchase their new currency, therefore keeping them in power after the phoenix rises from the ashes. They say that gold, what do you make with gold? Gold, the only purpose of it is to make jewelry. So, I mean, if the world economy crashes, are you going to want earrings and necklaces for your children, or are you going to want food and water? If you keep buying and selling gold, you're keeping the same bankster gangsters that are going to crash this world economy in power. You keep doing
it. Ed, that's a good rant. I'm going to let you counter, and I'm glad you called. But let me be specific here. I heard that when gold was $260 an ounce, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000, $1,100, $1,200, $1,300. And people then say, they could come and confiscate it like 33. Well, most people didn't turn it in. They could come and take your kids today if you let them. They could, I mean, you know, Italy suspended naked body scanners yesterday and is pulling them out because of mass revolt. Now, do we have, you know, the same machismo or whatever it is the Italians have got? I mean, are Americans as good as the Italians? I know the Italians actually don't put up with a lot of bull. We're about to get the naked body scanners removed. They're in deep trouble. The airlines don't want them. It's admitted they're saving the image. Now you're saying, what's that have to do with gold? Well, I mean, we have to say no to this. Of course they can manipulate gold down the road. They're doing it right now. They're trying to suppress it. They're demonizing it. They're having congressional hearings with the people supported by the Federal Reserve, with Wiener and others. Let me finish. This is, I'm going to get Bob's take, and then you'll get your take, Ed. But you threw all this out. You're full of adrenaline. That's fine. The globalists are buying up a lot of gold, because they understand that they've sold all these derivatives. Is gold perfect? No. Is silver perfect? No. But more gold's being sold every year now than can be mined, than they can find. Okay? Gold is devalued from where it should be. This is really, I agree with Kaiser, a bear market. We haven't even seen the bull yet. It should be $2,500 or more for 1980 adjusted inflation. Okay? So we've been right all along. And then we have arguments, you know, should we have a gold-backed currency? Should we not have a gold-backed currency? I've had both groups on to promote both perspectives, but it is sheer lunacy. I get these emails that, you know, that I'm bad because, I'm bad. I told listeners at 260 to get gold, and it just hit 1,300. I'm bad that I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, bin Laden. I'm bad because I said that the Copenhagen, treaty was going to be shot down because we got those emails. People for 2 weeks said it was fake that I had the MIAC report. Okay, look, we're real. We have a track record, and I just don't know what to say to you when it's up 400% in the last 10 years, and a meteorite could hit the planet and kill us all tomorrow. You could be struck by lightning. I mean, anything could happen. But to say that that this is a big setup with the banksters are out demonizing gold and in all their global stock market moves trying to drive it down, but you're saying no, they want it up. Bob Chapman, your comments on this.
They certainly do not want it up. And yes, they do own gold. The central banks don't own as much as they had before. And out of 32,000 tons, they probably get 5,000 tons left, maybe as much as 10, but no more than that. They spent more than half of it suppressing prices. Gold production and silver production continued to drop every year because there was no investment in
gold is used in so many industries, and silver is used. I've seen all the major market analysis that they're not getting enough silver for all the semiconductors. I mean, what is – listen, briefly, because I got to be fair to Woody and Taylor and Brian. I always keep people that disagree on longer. Ed, you sound so angry. You sound so angry. Yo, I guess we're the New World Order. We're the bad guys here. I mean, are you saying people shouldn't have got gold at $260 an ounce and made a 400% profit?
Alex, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is, and believe you me, you have come up and you have made me aware of a lot of things by listening to you and researching what you say. I have been enlightened by your work. I have to tell you that. I'm not saying you're New World Order. I'm saying...
But I'm saying you're friends. No, but I get these emails where it's a globalist plan to drive up gold when they're on record and with their actions. Look, your friends are wrong. And that's all I can say. I appreciate your call, Ed. Brief response to what Ed was saying, Bob Chapman.
All I can say is your friends better not show up at my house when they don't have any money because they didn't buy any gold and silver.
Well, I mean, no one ever said it was going to be perfect if things completely collapse. And that's why we say food, guns, gold, silver, but more importantly, gardens, knowing your neighbors, having a plan. I mean, we cover it all. All we give is solutions. States' rights, getting active, standing up to tyranny. I just don't get how we've been completely right about everything, Bob, frighteningly so, because we know history and we know our enemy. But I guess it is the messengers that always get their heads chopped off, Bob.
And that's okay. And that is perfectly okay. Because our only motive here is to help people. And what is very disconcerting and very disappointing to me is that so many others don't have the perspective that we have and understand very simply how this all happened and who is behind it.
Well, I mean, I get this all day that I'm supporting a gold standard because I've had Ron Paul on with his Von Mises Institute view, and I've had other groups on, and I promote films like The Secret of Oz with a fiat version, and I'm just, we're having a debate. We're having a discussion. It's amazing sometimes, but I'm not mad at Ed. I'm just frustrated. Let's talk to Woody in Seattle. Woody, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just want to say that Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente, and Peter Schiff have been my three economic advisors for the last couple of years, and those guys have saved me. I'm retired now, and my question to Bob is...
You know how many cops have sent me letters? I mean, I don't want to get into the whole story, but one of the cops that sent me the Mayock report said that all of the state police in his group are totally into the show now. You know why? He convinced them 6 years ago to start buying gold, and they're all making giant profits. See, that'll get somebody's attention. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was one of the guys that got hired before they instituted the low IQ requirement.
So you're an officer too.
I'm retired, 25 years.
Yeah.
Bob, where's the sovereign debt crisis going? I know it's out of the news now. I know it hasn't gone away. And where do you see that leading in the next 12 months? Do you see it reemerging? You see it coming back in the spotlight and rearing its ugly head? And if so, where is it going to take us with regards to gold and our currency?
Are you referring to Greece and the others that are in trouble over in Europe?
The pigs.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Well, it's fluid. It's ongoing. And they've had demonstrations for the last couple of weeks. Particularly this past week, and I was on Greek radio again this past week, and told them, you know, what I thought, and I think, first of all, Germany says, we're not going to put up any more money. Now, there's a group of nations that put up almost $1 trillion. It's not going to be enough. They'll need 3 or 4 trillion, and it's not going to be forthcoming. So, ultimately, the sovereign nations in Europe and then in England and then in the United States are all going to default. They have to. There is no way out of
it. Who do you think's next? I mean, is it going to start in Asia, Europe, here?
Oh, I think it'll definitely start in Europe, in England, and then here.
Okay, I hope that answers your question, Woody. We're going to try to cram in as many calls on the other side of every question. Ready? Quick answers from Bob Chapman straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's a brief little news blip. Romanian police join demonstrations against austerity plans. Same thing in Spain, same thing in Greece. As soon as the cops figure out they're with the people, we bring down the New World Order. There's plenty of resources, plenty of jobs, plenty of money if we didn't have the globalists who openly want to destroy the economy to make us dependent on them. Let's talk to Taylor in New Mexico. Taylor, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. Y'all are a beacon of light in a dark world. I like what y'all are doing for us. I just wanted to ask Bob a couple of questions. Well, two real quick questions. One, you know, as the economy gets worse and as gold rises and, you know, as this whole, you know, situation degrades itself, are there any certain commodities that we should be looking at as well, you know, their increase as well as gold, you know, against the waning decline of the dollar? And second, I have a father who owns a sheet metal aluminum manufacturing business, manufactures like metal panels and stuff like that, and they get all of their steel from either Mexico, China, overseas, and of that sort.
A dropping dollar should help him because more manufacturing will happen. That's the silver lining. Was that your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bob, a quick answer, please, sir.
The first part of it, well, I get sidetracked on the second part because I started thinking about other things. The first part was?
What was the first part?
Looking at different commodities versus the dollar.
Oh, I got the answer for you. First of all, oil and petrochemical products are dicey. And so where do you go? You go to the food, the softs and the beans. You go to corn, wheat, soybeans.
No Russian food, no Russian wheat exports this year. That should drive wheat up, right?
Well, wait a minute. How about when they get the worst drought in 47 years in Brazil? I mean, that is a big producer. And, of course, coffee as well will be cut back. But go into the food items. And I've been recommending that since the beginning of the year. And the reason I did is I had farmers come to me who were subscribers, and they said, what do? I get silos full of this stuff. And I said, you hold on to it in the summer and into the fall, the prices will be much higher. And fortunately, I was right again.
Right again. That's why you're so evil.
No deviltry from you now.
They just hate us because we're so right, Bob. Hey, God bless you, Taylor. One more, and I'm sorry to David and Jim. We'll go to Brian in South Carolina. You're our tail gunner, Brian. Hit us and hit us hard.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Bob. First question's for Bob. Do you think that the demand for silver and gold increases or decreases the price of gasoline? I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, that's a controlled mega cartel. That's what he just said. It's dicey. But generally, it's an uptrend, correct, Bob?
Well, I think platinum is used in the cracking process, is it not?
I'm not sure about...
For gasoline?
I'm not sure.
But other than that, platinum and palladium... they operate on their own, and they've done quite well, quite frankly. In fact, better than silver and gold have. And the main reason is that they're not suppressed by government.
Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, well, one more question for Bob, and then I got one quick one for you. I guess where I'm coming from is, as you see people begin to choose and juggle the two different options as far as currency, when they look at gold, silver, and dollars and all of these things, what I was thinking was, you know, what effect does that have on the value of silver compared to the dollar, compared to the price of gas? Because you can see sometimes, you know, the price of gasoline, it almost seems, is what is holding our economy together. That's why they're using back the currency.
Yeah, well, generally, when other commodities go up, you'll see fuel go up. But, Bob, is that correct?
That's correct. And don't forget, if gold and silver are going up, if gasoline stays the same, or even if it goes up, it's not going to go up, at least in the last 10 years, that's what we've learned, it's not going to go up more than what the value of your gold and silver are.
I'm out of time. Brian, what was your quick question for me?
It's this. You're talking about fluoride in the water. I've got a theory on that. I feel like our bodies are being fluoridated, because they're planning on depolymerizing all these bodies.
We're out of time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.